from the heart of Florida's great Northwest. It's radio. Indeed it is. This is Pat Crawford, hoping you'll stay with us for some music and conversation here aboard our stage studio located in the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. What a great evening. This is our final broadcast of the Radio Live program after 27 years on the air. And we have a great audience with us this evening. Give yourselves a big hand. Fantastic. And we have a great lineup of artists. We have some folks that have been with us before, and we have a new friend tonight that's going to be with us. But we're going to start with a gentleman that we have had on before. Dana Cooper began his musical career as a bit of a prodigy at age 12, singing, playing drums, guitar, and harmonica in local bands. By 13, he began writing his own songs, and at 16, he performed regularly at the prestigious Vanguard Coffee House in Kansas City. He took to the road, touring college coffee houses for a year, and then sold an electric guitar and his entire record collection to buy a one-way ticket to L.A. Doesn't everybody do that? I think they do, yeah. 4 months later, he was signed to Elektra Records, not too shabby, where his first album was released in 1973. Years later, he returned to San Francisco City College to study another great love of his, horticulture, still performing whenever possible in clubs all over the Bay Area. After a stint in Texas, performing and recording with Shake Russell in the late 70s and with his own power trio DC3 during the early 80s, Dana returned to his roots as a solo performer and relocated to Nashville in 1988. He's recorded 20 critically acclaimed albums, maybe more. His album Miracle Mile on Compass Records was nominated for a Nashville Music Award as Best Pop Album and was chosen by Performing Songwriter magazine as one of the top DIY recordings for the year. His recording Harry Truman Built a Road was named one of the best records of its year by the Tennessean and was also chosen as one of the top 12 DIY recordings for that year. Made of Mud, released on King Easy Records in 2005, earned him the Best Male Songwriter Award by the Indie Acoustic Project. He's performed on Austin City Limits Mountain Stage and the Kerrville Folk Festival, where he was nominated for their Hall of Fame. His latest project is Building a Human Being, and he has some of those for sale here tonight. Please welcome Dana Cooper.
Wheel of death, wall of doom, bounce me around the rubber room, watch me jump right over a spoon. Lock me down, strap me in, send me the moon again, take the air right out of my balloon. It's just another day in the human race. I wake up every morning in a run. And the only prize I win in this life is another revolution around the sun. Naked truth, I have my doubt. There goes the sun behind the cloud, in my swimming suit out in the rain. Push my button, pull my string, shake my bell until it rings. I'll get my toys if you come out to play. It's just another day in the human race. I wake up every morning in a run. And the only prize I'll win in this life is another revolution around the sun. Another revolution around the sun. So lay me down tenderly, like a frightened child. I can break so easily in this world so big and wild. It's just another day in the human race. I'll wake up every morning and I run. And the only prize I'll win in this life is another revolution around the sun. It's just another day in the human race. I wake up every morning and I run. And the only prize I win in this life is another revolution around the sun. Another revolution around the sun. Another revolution around the sun.
Thank you very much, you guys. Appreciate that. Wrote that with Sally Barris, fantastic singer-songwriter who also lives in Nashville. And we actually wrote that song because we've been working diligently for a couple of days on a very serious song, and we kind of had it finished, but it took such, it was such a an effort, you know, to get it. And just as I was about to walk out the door, she said, yeah, I just would like to just sit down and write a song sometime. That's just kind of silly, you know, like Wheel of Death, Wall of Doom. And I said, bounce around the rubber room. And we just started laughing. And we wrote that song in about 30 minutes. So there you go. Who knows? But that's on my new record, which actually is my 25th album. Thank you. I appreciate that. Seems strange, but it's true. And a lot of great people on there. Sally sings on there with me. The wonderful Kim Carnes and I wrote a couple songs on there, and she sings on there as well. It's quite a fun record. All about what it means to be a human being. The good, the bad, and the ugly. It's all in there. This is on there too. This is called Hawkeye. A little song about the hunter and the hunted. Swoop, I'm gonna catch him up, Hawkeye, before they make the tall grass. Hawkeye, red tail flashing, little critter better get a move on fast. Blue sky, I can't hide anywhere if I die under the talon. Tell my friends I love them, I never meant to go under. Hawkeye, hey Hawkeye, heading for the state line. Hawkeye, trooper coming up fast, Hawkeye, red light flashing, chasing down a killer on the overpass. Sunlight, blind my enemy, twilight, hide me in the shadow. Moonlight, guide my footstep, see you on the other side of forever. Whoa. Oh, Hawkeye, silent as a graveyard, Hawkeye, shadow on the treetop, Hawkeye, red sun sinking, got me thinking I could take my chance. My heart beats banging like a kick drum, cool breeze singing in the fence line, don't freeze out in the open and never look back over your shoulder, Hawkeye. Hawkeye, swooping low to catch him up, Hawkeye, before they make the tall grass, Hawkeye, red tail flashing, little critter better get a move on fast, get a move on, get a move on fast, get a move on, yeah, little critter better get a move on fast. All right, thank you. I appreciate that. So, okay, the plan is now to distract you while I retune this guitar, so we'll see how successful I am. This is a song I wrote as it's called Thank You. This is also on the new record, and I was having a kind of a rough day. I was 3 weeks into a six-week tour, driving all the way up from Nashville across the country, doing gigs all the way out through, up into Idaho,
Washington, Oregon. I still had to make my way down through California and Arizona and Texas and some places on the way home. And I was feeling pretty old and tired, worn out and discouraged and, you know, sore and driving in my Toyota Corolla. I was just kind of having a pity party for myself. And, you know, once in a while, I usually talk myself out of those things, but once in a while you just got to go with it and just have the dang pity party. And then you'll feel like an idiot later, and you'll realize how good you got it. So I was embarking on my first stage of the pity party, and that was brewing a cup of orange pico tea, like leaving the tea bag in too long until it's just, and not sweetening it, just and let it get lukewarm. So I was sitting there drinking that, looking out the window in Portland, Oregon, my friend's house there, watching the rain. And I was feeling pretty good about feeling bad for myself. And everything was really going great. And then all of a sudden, the sun exploded out of the clouds, and hummingbirds started swarming the house, you know. And I don't know if you've been in Portland, Oregon when the sun comes out, but it is like paradise there. And I said, darn, I can't be unhappy anymore. But I adapt, if nothing else. I went out in the backyard in the sunlight, wrote this song for my friends, all of them that take good care of me out there. I send this out to WFW and to Pat and all you folks for supporting original music. Three cats live in this house. I'm just a guest passing through. They run around all night, sleep away the afternoon. One has a zigzaggy tail. One is as white as a pearl. Yeah, one only hides, never lets me into her world. I want to thank you, whoever you are. Thank you for my breaking heart. Thank you for the chance to play my little part. Panther on a windowsill, rabbit in the wet green grass, Rufus and Anna's hearts and wings beating fast. One day I'm filled to the brim, next day the whole thing spills out, wide open again. Man, I'm wondering what it's all about. Still, I gotta thank you, whoever you are. Thank you for my breaking heart. Thank you for the chance to play my little part. Clouds pile up when they're only gonna blow away. Funny how each one of us is a universe in our small way. Three cats squint in the sun, high on a blue window day, grinning and purring like they got something to say. If curiosity kills, I'm dying to know what that means. The life of waiting tills won't fill the yearning in between. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the chance to play my little part. All right, thank you indeed. Appreciate it.
All right, Dana Cooper, and Dana will be back with us in the second half of the program. And the program is Radio Live, coming to you live this evening from the Museum of Commerce on the historic Pensacola campus of the University of West Florida. Broadcast on 88.1 FM, WUWF. And we are having a great time tonight. We have some folks with us coming up now who have been on Radio Live before as well. It's always great to have them back. Canadian Jen Coates and Nashvillian Rob Slocum met 19 years ago as a twist of fate inside a Houston, Texas coffee shop where Jen worked booking bands. What started as a simple bond over music grew into much more. Two children, a house in Auburn, and a dog later, they're still living their musical dream. While building their family, they continue to write and play music, producing albums and touring around the country and the world. And their work has not gone unnoticed. Some of the most influential and well-respected music critics have paid tribute to the duo. They've been listed and featured in Billboard Magazine, USA Today, AOL Music, XM Satellite Radio, and Performing Songwriter. Their songs have received numerous awards, including Best Americana Album of the Year by Just Plain Folk Awards. Their Christmas Lights recording was selected as one of USA Today's top holiday albums. Their cover of Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now was selected as one of Billboard Magazine's top 10 cover songs, and their recordings have been featured in several made-for-TV movies. Please welcome Martha's Trouble.
Holds so much more, and everything changed. changed when I least expected it. There's not a single part that I regret. Now that everything changed, I missed all those moments and lessons in life. I missed having you as my hero. A lifetime of questions has changed on a dime. I'm finally finding the healing, and everything changed, like flipping on a light bulb, like finding out my life holds so much more. And everything changed when I least expected it. There's not a single part that I regret. Now that everything changed, oh, la-di-da.
Well, it is wonderful to be back here. This is one of our favorite places to play. It's so special, and you guys always make it so special. So we're honored to be here, and we've got the kids with us, yes, and the dog is back there. We've got a new dog, Diesel. He's a little Yorkie, and this is his first show, so he might not behave himself quite like the other one does, but so you might hear him barking. Hopefully not, because it's being recorded, so that would be bad.
Come on back, he said. She stormed off. I didn't mean to be rude. I'm just not myself. Oh, this world and its busyness holding you down. This place hasn't changed. You just don't know. These simple plans just got crazy. What happened here? Where's my baby? You were carefree, but life has changed you. Don't you fade away. I'm gonna love you through. Oh, don't harden your heart. But some bad luck, you were the one who always said you should never give up. Oh, you can choose the way of defeat, but in the end, that won't be what makes your heart beat. These simple plans just got crazy. What through. I always knew if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be the same. You believed in our life the day you saw me standing there. The world is brighter, 'cause you're a fighter. These simple plans just got crazy.
I'm gonna love you through. Don't you fade away. I'm gonna love you through. Well, we recorded a live record last year. You know, it's hard juggling kids and dogs to keep up the recordings the same as we used to. But we finally got to recording last year, and we did it live in front of an audience that, you know, was kind of our hometown audience, and it was so much fun. So that came out last year. We kind of did it under the umbrella of Jen Coates, which is my maiden name. And you know, of course, people thought maybe Rob and I were breaking up, or but no, everything's good there. We've been married 19 years now, which is crazy, I know. Thank you. We got married at like 13, so this is why. We live in Alabama. You can do that there. Ba-dum-bum-tsh. Sorry, that was bad. Anyways, so it's been a lot of fun, you know, getting to play these new songs, and this is one that we wrote for a friend of ours that was actually had divorced his wife and wanted to make amends and really wanted her back, and she wasn't having it. So it was kind of very tough love story, and they're still not together. We were hoping we'd write this song and that would bring them back together, but it did not work, so they are still divorced. And but you never know; one day it could happen again for them. So, anyways, this is called "Come Back to Me." You and me. past the night. Now that you're gone, I'm not the same. Wish I could start all over again. Come back to me. Come back to me. Wishing you were by my side. There's not a day that goes by. I think about you all the time. Come back to me. Come back to me. Would you just come back to me?
Martha's Trouble, and Rob and Jen will be back with us in the second half of the program. Support for Radio Live comes from the law firm of Clark Partington Hart, with a team of attorneys providing a full range of services from offices in Pensacola, Destin, Watercolor, and Tallahassee. Online at cphlaw.com. Additionally, accommodations for Radio Live artists are provided by the Hilton Pensacola Beach Gulf Front. All right. So excited about having our next guest on tonight. I have wanted to have him on for many, many years, and I'm glad we caught him before we went out of existence. Quite a treat for us tonight as well. Bob Livingston has never been a traditional Texas country musician living the honky-tonk life, even though he's spent more than his share of time on the roadhouse circuit with some of the most colorful musicians in Texas. As a member of Austin's legendary Lost Gonzo band, performing and recording with Jerry Jeff Walker, Michael Martin Murphy, and Ray Wiley Hubbard, Bob played an integral role in creating the music that first earned Austin the designation of live music capital of the world. The Gonzo's self-titled debut record was named by Rolling Stone one of the best albums ever to come out of Austin. Traveling since the 80s as a music ambassador for the United States State Department, he has taken Texas music as far afield as India, Africa, Southeast Asia, and the Middle East, demonstrating again and again the unique power of music to build bridges between peoples of the world. In 2009, he was honored by the city of Austin by being appointed their international music ambassador. His most recent recording, Gypsy Alibi, co-produced by Lloyd Maines, was named Album of the Year at the Texas Music Awards. In a side project, Bob plays with a multicultural band from Texas and India called Cowboys and Indians, supported by the Texas Commission on the Arts and the City of Austin's Cultural Arts Division. They play in schools and theaters all over Texas. Please welcome Bob Livingston.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat. Original spirit. So many original spirits here tonight. It's good to see you. South where the rivers age, goes back to the original spirit, and the India ink is flowing over the page down to the original spirit, and the rhythm of life is still young. and she is one among the original spirit. And every morning she walks out to the sacred ground where the ancient music is playing. She begins to sing as the rain falls down, like a thousand voices were praying. And in the clouds have all gone, and her light shines on in her original spirit. And I need to know that I'm a part of that original spirit. Yes, I do. Where my aim is true, and I ride that royal road. Oh, I know the truth, and I know it when I hear it. And it's original spirit. South where the river's age goes back to the original spirit. Talking about the Mississippi River. And the India ink is flowing over the page down to the original spirit. And the rhythm of life is still young here in Pensacola, Florida. And we are all at one with the original spirit.
Thank you. I don't like to talk about tax dollars so early in the show, especially with such an affluent crowd as you appear to be. But like Pat said, I got this gig with the United States State Department, and I met a Vanderbilt professor who told me, you know, Bob, if you can convince the State Department you're an expert in anything like legal aid, like me, to country music like you, you may be able to get a gig. So I did, and they sent me here and there and everywhere. And of all the places I went, though, India was the furthest out, maybe the furthest in. and got to play with these local musicians on their indigenous instruments. And we call this music country and Eastern music. Or rockabilly was another word we used. So I loved the sound I was getting. I went back to Austin, put together this group. I found some musicians from India that lived there. They also worked for Dell, but, you know, these geniuses. And we put together this group called Cowboys and Indians. And dots, not feathers. Your part. Let's hear it. Some cowboys and Indians came riding across the sands of a blood red painted desert, lone equestrian. Sometimes red is black and black is white. Mortal colors vanish from your sight. But not the cowboys and Indians. Visionary drifters on a timeless caravan. Sticking close together when things get out of hand. Sharing in an unspoken word that each and every one of us has heard. The cowboys and Indians. Here's your part. Carry on. Through the lost horizon, went into disguise, and carried on and on and on and on. Never without focus, always on a sacred trail. And it's absolutely guaranteed their steps will never fail. Oh, the wheel is turning, even standing still. And the wisest men know never to reveal. The cowboys and Indians. Cowboys and Indians. Here's your part. Oh, 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 oh. That's your part too. So I'm from Lubbock, Texas, and I went to Lubbock High School. and I had Miss Honey for English. That'll be important later on. Actually, it's important right now. You know, she was an elderly woman when I had her, but I found out that beginning of her career, when I really got respect for her, she was trying to teach me the Canterbury Tales, you know. I don't know if you tried to wrap your mind around that in Middle English, one that a prilly with a sure sooth, the droop that march has pierced it to the road. Really, why was she trying to teach these cowboys in Lubbock? That we will never know. Maybe we could use it later on, but you never know. You never know. But so I didn't know what to think of her. But at the beginning of her career, she taught Buddy Holly senior English. So I immediately had immense respect for her. And where did he sit? And, of course, over there by the door. And so the desks were all bolted to the ground. They had never been moved. And I got to sit in Buddy Holly's desk. And I kept thinking he would come to me, you know. And sure enough, I channeled Buddy Holly. And he gave me some insight in what Miss Honey was trying to teach. But the best piece of advice he gave me was to get out of Lubbock, which I did. I took off for the Wild West. I got to Red River, New Mexico, and I played this gig. And they put this sign over my head, folks, that said, "Singer survival depends on donations." And I just want you to know that nothing has changed. Especially, and we do have a donation, you know, back. We don't like to talk about tips very much, especially last night we played, Dana and I played this gig somewhere in Alabama, and this had a beautiful tip jar, it said tips on it. Well, this dyslexic walked in the room and spit in it. But, you know, but I still got the money, Dana. Don't worry. I'm going to launder it later. I went down the street, and I heard this group play from Dallas, Texas. We're playing in Red River as well, and they were called Three Faces West. Rick Fowler, Wayne Kidd, and this wise ass named Ray Hubbard. Ray Wiley Hubbard was his name. And so we became fast friends. We played songs. They played songs like I'd never heard before. And I learned live music up close and personal. And the songs that they did that really struck me were by this guy named Mike Murphy. You know him as Michael Martin Murphy, but he was just, oh, Mike Murphy. He'd already written Wildfire. So I learned Wildfire and a few other songs. And I went out to seek my fortune further west. And I got this record deal out in Los Angeles with Capitol Records. They gave me just enough money to buy a Datsun pickup truck and a Martin guitar. So I was driving down this dusty dirt road in Los Angeles one day, and this the hand of fate came out and steered my little Datsun over the side of the road where there was this hitchhiker. And I never stopped for hitchhikers before, and I don't recommend that you ever do. But if I hadn't stopped, I wouldn't be standing here today. I wouldn't be on this wonderful radio program. Because my life changed in such a dramatic way. He jumped in the car, and we traded each other our life stories. Mine lasted about two blocks. Not much had happened to me up to this point. But he was he was this brilliant dude, and he was from Austria, and he worked on foreign cars, worked on Jaguars. And finally, he says to me, "The only other Texan I know is from Dallas. He's a musician, too. His name is Mike Murphy." Well, that guy became the governor of California, but we won't even go there. No, not going there. So I just said, if you ever see him again, he wasn't really the governor. It wasn't Schwarzenegger. You know that. But he was from Austria, and he did tell me this. I gave him my name and number, and Murphy called me that night. "Who are you? Why am I supposed to be calling you up?" I told him about Three Faces West and Red River, and I said, "Your songs are as good as anything I've ever heard since the Beatles." And he said, "You know what? You're a genius. We need to meet." So we got together, and pretty soon my record deal fell through, and so did Murphy's. We decided there's only one thing to do, and that was get back to Texas, where we once belonged. So we got on I-10, heading east. And 2.5 sunrises later, my little Datsun blew a head gasket in Van Horn, Texas. Anybody been to Van Horn? It's just out in the desert. It's the world's largest truck stop, full of millions and millions of gallons of diesel and coffee all mixed together, you know, and surly waitresses, suspect cooks. They serve diesel fried steak every Saturday night. It's not bad, really. There's a dog back there named Diesel. I hope he didn't hear me. But So here was the town iconoclast sitting in this little cafe watching the sun come up. His name was Cactus Jack. And he was sitting across the table from a young fella, had a faraway, lonely, lost look in his eye because his lady love, she had run off and left him. And he was telling old Jack this story. Right in the middle of the 10-cent scenery, shuffled and stacked on a postcard rack, there's a cute little kid on a Shetland pony. She smiles at me, I can't smile back. And Cactus Jackie drinks coffee black. He said, son, this is your lucky day. And 5 o'clock in a Texas morning, and I come a long, long way. 5 o'clock in a Texas morning, I come a long, long way. Well, now she left me cold on a winter's morning, and cold it's been for the longest time. She told me Texas is where she was going, and I've been looking, but she's so hard to find. And Cactus Jackie drinks coffee black, look at him, he tells me it's my lucky day. 5 o'clock in a Texas morning, and I come along a long way, yeah. 5 o'clock in a Texas morning, I come a long, long way. Well, I don't know just where I'm gonna find her. Maybe the soldier with the suitcase, or she just said she was going down to Texas for a little while. Yes, I'm looking for the girl with long brown hair, and she's got hazel eyes, and she's not too pretty, but she's got a beautiful smile. And she just said that she was going down to Texas for a little while. Well, that's what she said. Well, now the cook in the back, he's getting mighty curious. He asks the waitress where I'm from. And she just says, well, heck, I ain't never seen him before. He's probably some sort of spaced out California bum on down I-10 past San Antonio and Beaumont. He's going to cough a lot when he drives through Beaumont. New Orleans, go to the French Quarter for a while, get back on I-10, keep on going, and cross Alabama and Mississippi. I guess he crosses Mississippi, a piece of Georgia, and he gets to that Pensacola, Florida, where they got that world-famous NPR station. WUWF. And they're in need of some funds to keep this show on the road. And gee, I heard they have a wonderful music series, and it's in peril right now, and we need to help them out. So listeners out there, put your hands on the radio, and then next thing you do is you get your checkbook and you send some money in as fast as you can. And gee, I wish I was going with those boys. And Cactus Jackie said, that's right, as I walk out into the light. 5 o'clock in a Texas morning, and I got a long, long ride, yeah. 5 o'clock in a Texas morning, I got a long, long ride. Oh, outside, the sun is coming up, and the wind blows me just like a paper cup, a Dixie cup, down the highway. Yeah, yeah. Down the highway. Come on, let's get on that highway. Five o'clock in a Texas morning, and I
got a long, long, long ride.
Oh, yeah, a song by Michael Murphy, Boomer Castleman. Thank you very much. I think we're going to take a little break. Pat, thank you so much.
Yeah. Bob Livingston. All right. If you want to give up music, Bob, I got a job for you. You are listening to Radio Live. We're at the midpoint of the show, so we've got a whole lot of good stuff ahead. Everybody's going to be coming back in order, and then we're going to do our big finale number. Just a reminder, all these artists have their music for sale at the table by the door, so please check that out tonight, because that's... One of the ways that they're able to keep doing what they're doing is by you supporting their music, so I encourage you to do it.